Hello, guys, welcome. My name is Abhinav, and in this episode, I will tell you about my thoughts on daydreaming. It's been quite a long time since I've been thinking, as my daydreaming grabs me happiness or pushes me towards sadness. I read lots of papers on daydreaming, mind wandering, and whatnot, but nothing answered my questions. I was a little worried if this habit of mine is creating negative thinking in me. The mind rambling over the thoughts in past and worries of the future is something which is keeping me away from the present. How many of us only drive when we are driving? Quite a few, right? Because almost everyone has something going on in his mind. If he is going to work, then what are the tasks pending in him? Or if he is late for something, half of his mind must be rolling over what he is going to miss for being late. It's some of the other thought which keeps rolling in our mind while working on anything. We call it smart work, multitasking, hard work. Is it really? I have been observing myself. Whenever my mind wanders, it moves more into the negative side than being optimistic and positive. Why is it so? Do you have any idea? No? Me too. But whenever me and my mind, both of us are in present, I'm positive and happier. Past slaps sadness and future thoughts are like dead on the mind. A research study has put up this scientifically as when the mind is wandering elsewhere from the work you are doing, then it pulls up more of negative thoughts in your mind and pulls less happy thoughts in your mind. But when your mind is totally into the present, it makes you positive and happier. Even when you are daydreaming of pleasant things, it doesn't give you happiness as it gives you in present. Suppose you have a daydream of having the world's fastest car at your door and you own your own 50-story building. That leaves a smile on the face, right? But once your dream is over, what now? You know it's not true. It might get true in some years down the line, but your smile will turn down and your mind will start wandering on the worries of what needs to be done next to make the dream come true. But let's just now think in the other way round. If you don't dream of it and you and your mind both are struggling in present to how to move ahead in your life, and if you succeed, it will give you immense happiness which is beyond comparison. It gives no way to the negative thoughts to enter in your mind, and thus no mind wandering, and hence the happiness. Now, after reading this science, few grams of my brain which was still remaining to think on this went blank. WTF is this? Now will just thinking about the past or worrying about the future make me unhappy? And what will give me a goal to be achieved if I don't think of the past, don't worry about the future? Now when things get too difficult to understand, I would suggest let the time play with your mind and you will understand it sooner or later. Till then, have fun with what you understand. Keep calm and go with the flows. Thank you for listening. If you like this, then please like and comment on this episode. Also follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Please find my handle by name Nand_car.